You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is episode 2 of the Queendom Hour with Bree Shay.
And your girl K-Matt.
And this is just, you know, another hour of the Queendoms. Well, the Queendoms. The other hour.
Get it together. We like 2 seconds in.
On this lovely day. 2 seconds. And ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Yeah.
So, anywho, another hour with the queens themselves. This is just another episode where we are keeping our eyes on Christ and doing it in a timely fashion. And y'all, we got some stuff to talk about today.
Lots of stuff.
So, last week, was a simple introduction to our lovely podcast. And, you know, we had fun. But now I guess it's time to get down to the nitty gritty. Am I right or am I right?
Oh, no, you right. You right. You real right.
So we dealt with just coming into the Queendom Hour and what it meant for us last week, and was more so transparent about where we came from and how we actually got to this point of, you know, coming onto a broadcasting platform and, you know, talking about God and being transparent and things like that. And we also dealt with some of our obstacles and some obligations that we had when coming into the space, and how it was different for us and how we actually got to the space of knowing this was for us.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's said and done. We get to the place of our transition of where we are now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talked about just how God dealt with us last week, our first podcast, or 2 weeks ago, yeah. Our first podcast, and just the mindset we were in and what was happening to us and how we had to come out of, you know, our norm. And then again, this is another chance where we have actually got to experience another journey and seeing what God has us and what's expected from us as well. So all that to say, I hope I was not talking in circles, but all that to say is that together, and I don't think it will always be like that, but I think at this point of where we are now,
mm-hmm.
God is showing us that we're on the same journey.
No, like for real. In a lot of ways, man. I be going through stuff. I hit up Richay. She be like, it's the same thing. And I be like, what? Like, it's like the same journey. A different path, but the same journey.
Absolutely.
Because it's like a lot of parallels to stuff we have going on.
Yeah.
Where very interesting.
Relate. Where we can relate, but also, you know, not be on top of each other when it comes to what we experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I talk to you or you talk to me, there's a understanding of, you know, separation, but also togetherness.
Yes.
Okay.
I just said that actually.
Come on.
Earlier. I was just like, you know, like friendships, or even just when you have a relationship with somebody that, you know, like, it doesn't matter. Y'all don't have to talk every day. Y'all have to hang out every day. Y'all don't have to be around each other all the time, but you mutually know, like, what it is,
mm-hmm.
without it being more than what it is. I don't know. Y'all, I know it sounds like we talking in circles, mm-hmm. but it makes sense.
It does make sense.
It
really
sense.
Does make sense. So, all that to say.
Again, all that to say.
I got into my focus bag, but forgot to introduce, I guess.
Wow. We just went straight
y'all,
into
I was
it.
Focused. I was focused.
Straight into
so,
it. And he just chilling. Just, sorry, y'all.
Just chilling. But that was more so the Queendom Heights introduction of just Queendom Hour introduction of just where we stand and what this podcast is about. Mm-hmm. So, super special guest. Introduce yourself.
Don.
This is why I slipped my mind because Jesus knew. Jesus knew he was gonna do something like that.
Really?
Don, where do you come from?
My name is Donovan. I am from the east side of Detroit. Born and raised. Just coming in just to support Queendom Hour podcast.
Thank you.
Real proud of you ladies.
Thank you.
Okay. This child.
Okay.
So, in the midst of, not that everybody is introduced, and I think, this just worked out perfectly because I feel like I consider both of you friends, like really close friends. Mm-hmm. And in this season of where God is dealing with us, relationships is heavy.
Heavy, bro.
On the top of the list.
Heavy.
Amongst other things. But relationships is on the top of the list. So when it comes to just being in relationship and being in relations with someone, specifically right now, Kirsten, and, you know, where we stand and having separate friendships, because I feel like it's different levels to relationships.
Heck yeah, it is.
It's different levels to being in relations with people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just like we see it all on time on social media, and you know, they be having little memes that say like, you know, this certain level of friendship, yeah, and you should be able to tell your friend this, that, and the third. Well, I feel like I could really rely on Kirsten in friendship. Not only that, I guess she is.
Tread lightly.
No, for real. But I also rely on her in my godly relationship as well. Mm-hmm. So she's a part of, I don't think it would ever change either, unfortunately. Yeah. But she's a part of my tribe. She's someone that, you know, I see that regardless of where we go in our lives, she is someone that will be there for everything. Mm-hmm. Not someone that, you know, I could be like, well, if I had this little situation, who I'm going to invite?
Yeah.
She's going to be most definitely first on the list.
For sure. VIP. What up?
Maybe not VIP.
Wow.
So all that to say, how do you view, I mean, we have the same views on our relationship, but how do you view me as a friend, especially, you know, knowing that we have history from freshman year in college,
yeah,
all the way till now and our journey?
Yeah. You a hard one to crack. I say that much, man. Y'all. Riche is something interesting, but it's amazing at the same time. Because when I first met you, you had up the biggest guard. And I was just like, she kind of mean. Like, legit. Wow. I really thought she was mean. I did.
Wow.
Why are you nodding your head? You did? You thought she was mean? You thought she was mean?
No comment.
Wow. I wasn't ready for this hour.
I thought you were mean. Not in a sense of, like, a mean girl. But, like, you just have this persona about you that, oh, I don't want anybody to mess with me. I'm good. Like, that's what I got from you. So I think that's what kind of kept my distance from you at first. Because it was like, all right, I got to feel her out some, get to know her a little more. We didn't officially get to know each other until 2016. I don't know if you really even thought about that. I thought about that earlier.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't really, really get to know each other until after college.
Yeah.
And actually, y'all, me and Riche do not live far from each other. But we used to say all the time, like, girl, we got to meet up. We got to get together. And we just never made it happen. But for some reason, 2016 around that time, our relationship started to change and we got closer, and it started on the basis of church. And I think from then, when I was able to see you at that point, I'm like, okay, kind of open up a little bit. She's still a tough cookie, but she kind of opening up a little bit. And then I was able to see her heart. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that was like, I think that drew me to you more, was because I knew that you had a genuine heart.
Come on.
But overall, as a friend, I think you're a really good friend. I think you are honest, which a lot of people lack that nowadays. Honest and real. And I think that you genuinely care. I also think that sometimes you can be a little, what's the word I want to use? Like, still have that guard up. So kind of, I don't know the word I want to use. I guess closed off. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes you could still be a little closed off. But overall, yeah. I think, really good friend. Very genuine. Good heart. Definitely cares. Still reserved. Still closed off in some areas. But, yeah. Donovan, what you think? Wow.
By the way, y'all, what they did not mention is Don is Kirsten's boyfriend.
Oh, gosh.
And me and Don actually went to high school together.
How that worked out?
How did that work out?
It was cool. Like, she was just solid in high school. Like, just stayed to herself. She spoke her mind, say how she felt. And that was it. It was either a friendship with her was like a take it or leave it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You're either going to accept me or you're not. Mm. I'm going to be perfectly fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, I got another thing too. I don't want to come off as. I don't want to come off as cocky when I say this, and that might even be the wrong word, but it's almost like it's a privilege to be your friend, because not a lot of people can get in that space. So like, whereas with me, we know I'm like super friendly. I talk to everybody and I don't have a problem, you know, getting close with people, you know, or whatever. But like with you, it's like, okay, it's like a privilege to be close to her, like, because she don't let nobody in. And I think that's a great quality to have, because not a lot of people have that. I can't say the same for myself, y'all, because I talk to everybody.
You do, but you don't necessarily let everybody in.
Yeah.
On certain levels. Like, you can tell that you are always there for people. Like, always there for people. Like, there's, if you ever need Kirsten to support, if you ever need her to be there, if you ever need her to show up, if you ever need her hands, if you ever need her brain, her creativity, she is always there. But I think it's more so when it comes down to you personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something that you have to push, because, you know, even though, you know, you are super friendly. Oh, my God, y'all. She is extremely friendly. It's always, we can go somewhere in a group. She is always stopping and talking to people. Always got to get somebody a hug. All that. Like, I was looking at her like, huh? Like, I didn't even know people were like that friendly. Always smiling and laughing. I'd be like, girl, no. It's like, you think you at a 5, you really at like a 20.
Oh my God. Like,
it's always, every time she goes somewhere, you can be in a grocery store. Oh, hey, having a conversation. I'd just be standing there like, y'all, like, I wish these people stopped talking to me. But it's not in like a bad way. It's more so just a protection of myself. And then I'm not really good at small talk.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to you, small talk is your thing.
I be up and at it.
Always got questions for people. I just be like, you know, I'm more so a hi, how you doing type of person.
And keep it moving. Okay? I'm not.
I give a nice smile, a nice little wave, a nice, okay, you know, and keep it moving. Kira's going to be like, so what's going on? I be like,
you got to see what's up with the people. You do.
That's a whole nother. So when I met when I met her, I was just like in awe. Like, it's really people out here like that. So she didn't do nothing but try to push me to be a better person all the way around.
Oh, that's sweet.
I guess. She tried to, so, and still to this day, I'm still, oh my God. You know, Donna's playing the violin. It just got mushy, but I'm just, you know, just, this is the queen of our, we are being as open as possible. Being and this is something open. That we haven't shared with each other.
Yeah.
For, you know, for real. We know that we had a journey. We know that, you know, we were as close as we, you know, started out to be. It's very rare.
Yeah, we weren't close at all.
Literally, was 2018? 2 years ago? It's when we...
2016. Yeah, it was when we... Yeah. But we had known each other since 2010. But we weren't real
super
close.
Friends, right. We wasn't super friends. But now it's at a level where it's just like, I don't see my life without her, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So it's very, very dope. And then not only that, you know, you can step back and reevaluate some things and see that, you know, I'm really not in this life by myself.
Yeah.
I'm really not, you know, experiencing life and on this journey, especially a Christian journey.
Man. Get you some Christian friends.
Man.
For real. If you're on this Christian journey, you're going to need some people that's on a journey with you.
Man.
Because some people just not going to get it.
That, and that's the that's the failure of it all. I saw myself failing when I thought that I could do it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until, I really wish I could have the story of when we had an aha moment. And
me
just, like,
too, because I don't remember it. I think I just invited you to church.
I don't know. It started a little bit way before
that. Was it before that?
It started a little bit before that because I was on my personal journey, you know, of finding God and what he was saying to me and what his expectations of me, how he loved me, you know, where he wanted me to go. Mm-hmm. How. So I think through that, we were low-key sharing. I don't know if it was like maybe some of my statuses or something like that.
I don't know.
But y'all, even when Kirsten wasn't so saved, she will always like send us scriptures and stuff. And I wasn't really, even in college, we were freshmen. We would get 10 a.m. scripture readings. And I just be like, child, this is not.
I was just trying to send some encouragement.
This is not
friends.
For me. Like, it wasn't for me. And I didn't know nothing about the Bible. I did not have a relationship with God. I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still get these text messages and stuff like that. And, you know, since we being honest and transparent, I thought Kirsten was a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I really thought that she was a hypocrite, like, because, mm-hmm. you know, it's not like I was completely distant from the church. I feel like all majority or at least all Black people have some type of sense of how they view or, you know, them being in the church.
Yeah.
My grandma was a big church grower. Like, she was at her church for over 60 something years.
Mm-hmm.
She was there since she was 14, died when she was 97.
Mm-hmm.
All that time she served, she was in ministry, she did this, that, and the third, had titles, mother of the church, everything like mm-hmm. that. So I had a sense from her. I didn't have a sense from my mom. So it was, you know, kind of different. She would always send us, but she would never go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all Black people have like a sense of the church. And that's what I had. So, you know, I understood the Bible. I understood God, but I never understood like scriptures and, you know, I didn't know the purpose of church. Like, mm-hmm. for real, I didn't know what was the point of going, you know, because I could be asleep during this time.
Mm-hmm.
Then up in a space with a bunch of people, you know, singing and, you know, give reverence to a God that I don't know.
Right.
So Kirsten would send us these messages. And I was just like, nah, I'm not here. Not here at all. So then, you know, we fast forward like 2016. It was, you know, I had started my journey. I have some type of revelation about who God was. And it wasn't like a big, you know, I shared it with her or anything like that. Maybe it was just, you know, we got to the point to where, you know, it was something that we could talk about.
I don't know. That's really crazy that we can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know the aha moment. I don't know at what point did we start
hanging out
and
really talking. I don't know. I know it was 2016 for sure, but I just don't know how it started.
I don't know. I know we talked about it before, real, but I think we probably did go from 0 to 100 once mm-hmm. you invited me to church. Mm-hmm. And once I started coming and seeing, then, you know, every week she would start asking me, like, you coming to church? And I'm just like, that's not my church. I'm like, why is she texting me? That is not my church room. I was actually at another church. And I was just like, that is not my church room.
I think so, that's what it was, because you was at your other church. We were talking about church and talking about Christianity in general. And I invited you to my church. Mm-hmm. And I remember you talking about your church like, you know, I don't know. Like, I've been here, but it's not really connecting with me. And I'm like, come, you know, come visit my church. Yeah. And from there, it took off.
What I came, you invited me a New Year's Eve for mm-hmm. your New Year's Eve program. Had service the next day, mm-hmm. and I did not leave.
Yep.
I officially got baptized and became a member in April. Mm-hmm. So I was coming for what, 3 months? Three months before I actually got saved and became a member. Mm-hmm. And then I've been there ever since. And it's what, 2 years now? Went on my 2 years? Yeah. Hey. Come on, Millie, right? But, so now it's more so, you know, when we deal with relationships, like, our relationship is on lock, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, we can come to each other for the hard conversations. We can come to each other for the good conversations, for what we're going through personally, what we're going through together, which it always seems to line up.
Right.
Which is a blessing, but it's just like, I know for sure this is somebody that I can't go without.
Yeah.
But when it comes to our outside relationships, mm-hmm. outside of our circle, which oddly includes Don. because he is, you know, now someone that is held accountable as well.
Very much so.
For Kirsten, because they are together, and for me, because I am Kirsten's sister.
Yeah.
So we all, this is just like an immediate circle where we all have to, you know, be present in our relationship, but also present outside mm-hmm. in the world as well, mm-hmm. which is a struggle.
It is a struggle.
Which we have established today.
Yeah.
I mean, well, this past week.
Yeah. It's a struggle.
So I want to know, when it comes to your outside relationships, how do you maintain them? Like, do they feel you spiritually? Do they feel you, fulfill you, like in fun times, or, you know, are these people that you can account on? And
I think the older I get, the more I'm really starting to define friend and friendship so differently. Mm-hmm. And with that means that the people that I used to consider, I guess, my outside friends, as you would call them, aren't really those anymore. They're more so just associates, or people that, literally just people I associate with. My friends, people that I consider my friends, I can be on all those levels with. Mm-hmm. Not just, you know how, like, we used to have, like, all right, I got my saved group of friends, and then I got my outside group of friends. I got my, you know, my school friends. I got, like, no. Like, my friends now, being the age that I am and where I am in life, they embody all of that. Mm. So I don't really have friends that, like, in categories like that anymore. Mm. I just don't. And I didn't come to that realization until this week. Like, real talk. Like, I was just like, you know, I did. But that's, for one, that's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. And it's almost like you have to put on so many different faces.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not there anymore. And yeah. I used to be.
It gets so tiresome.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I had to understand of having different levels of friendships where I necessarily can't be myself,
mm-hmm.
where I have to turn off a certain part. One of my best friends wasn't in church. He didn't want to go to church. He didn't want to deal with anything. It was always on a spiritual level. Yes, mm-hmm. I can get there on a spiritual level. But when you can't acknowledge your God.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
When you can't acknowledge, you know, your Lord and Savior, when you can't acknowledge who you give reverence to, that's a red flag for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I battle with it for so long. Like, is this something place where I'm supposed to say, or is this someplace I'm not supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
Which also bringing everybody else's opinion in on how I feel about the situation. But nobody really came to me and said, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
What are your do's and your don'ts within this relationship? What's making you feel like this is not for you,
mm-hmm.
except for when I come to talk to you, mm-hmm. Cayman. I was talking to you.
She's looking at me, y'all, but yeah. I know you can't see yeah. it. So
it just got to the point to where I knew I had to step back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great thing that you're able to come to that realization this week. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I told you, God been dealing with us with relationships, y'all. Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy that this time in this season is like all about relationships.
Yeah.
All about people's character. And it's crazy. It's eye opening. It's borderline sad.
Yeah.
But it's needed for growth.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Absolutely. And I think that's more so the focus, because emotionally we get so caught up in having, you know, friends and people in our life,
yeah.
because as humans, that's what we need.
Yeah.
We need to draw from some type of other energy in order to feel validated, mm-hmm. regardless of if you feel like you need to be validated or not. You need to draw from different people.
Mm-hmm.
I need this person in my life because I know they're going to big me up. I need this mm-hmm. person in my life because I know they're going to speak good things into me. I need this people. I mean, let's just be quite frank and honest, because this is the Queen of Hour and we are being transparent.
Transparent.
Okay. I need to, you know, draw from this person because they, you know, bring together on me.
Yeah.
And around them, it's okay.
Yeah.
And then we want to condemn the people who we are around who don't bring the ghetto out of
yeah.
us, because they want to do better and they're seeking better and they're seeking more. You know, we want to condemn those people who don't bring the drama out
mm-hmm.
because they want more and stuff like that. So we put different people around us to draw from them the certain energy that we want to be validated in order to keep going or keep it be kept in our mess.
Yeah. That's
so
good.
Hey.
That's good. I forgot those bills.
Talking about it today, Queen. Like, you know, so we have to get out of this constant mindset of, you know, I don't want to say that. I guess negativity.
Mm.
We want to get out of, you know, being codependent on other people and the energy that they bring, and really sit with ourselves and determine what we want out of life, what we want out of our friendships, what mm-hmm. we want out of our relationships, or we will be caught in the same cycles continuously.
And we just need to be codependent on God, because that's essentially what he'd be trying to get us to do. Just saying. I learned that.
Yeah.
He just wants you to, all the focus to be on him.
Yeah.
Like, we try to put validation and stuff in other people
yep.
for our lives. We're doing it all wrong.
Absolutely.
Donovan, what do you think about relationships? If y'all hear that coughing, that's Donovan. Excuse him. Excuse him.
You know, gotta get the bass on. Clear my voice, so I won't be like, hey y'all, this Donovan.
My view on relationships and friendships.
Now that you're older and, like, you know, a little more seasoned.
Yeah, your expectations of them all.
It's different because I lost my best friend in 2012. So I've never let anyone else get close to me on that level since he passed. So I'm not going to say it's not needed to have friends or whatever. It's just different for me because I'm a open book when I'm comfortable. Mm-hmm. So when I'm comfortable, you're going to know things about me that my parents don't even know. And that was my best friend. So to go back to that level with someone else or to start and build that, I didn't want to do that. Because it was like me exposing myself too much or trying to find that right best friend or that right person. So I just shut everything down and I became a loner. And it wasn't until me and Kirsten got together where I was exposed to having godly friends or godly community, as we talk about.
Come on, godly community.
Come on.
So we've been together for 2 years. So within those 2 years, I have been surrounded by some dope individuals on both ends that can be real and spiritual and encouraging, but also be unfiltered and just give it to you straight. You know, and I thank God for that. But that's, yeah, this is a different perspective for me. And, you know, I'm not as friendly as Kirsten.
At all, y'all. He is not.
I am not.
At all.
It takes a lot, man, just for me to for me to open up. I have to feel the vibe, the energy in the room before I even speak. So when I walk in the door and I'm just sitting to myself, everybody may be asking, like, what's wrong with him? It's like, no, I'm just trying to fill out the room.
Yeah. I walk in and be like, hey,
y'all. We hear y'all. But one thing that I have noticed about Don is that because since he's been with Kirsten, especially knowing him from high school, he is becoming that person now, regardless if he wants to admit it or not. When you walk in a room,
Birdman.
Not at all.
When you walk into a room, he's on that level. Like, he's really, like, it's just, it's perfect how they match each other because, you know, he is adaptable. He can adapt to his environment. So, you know, being around Kirsten, it's just like, you know, they go into a mini pep rally before they enter into a room. And then he comes in and be like, oh, hey, everybody. Da, 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 da. You know, we just had a mutual friend's birthday party last weekend. Last weekend. And I was there before they showed up. And when they came into the room, it's just like, hey. And I'm just like, you know, I'm sitting in a little corner on my little phone.
Okay, y'all, she was sitting in the corner scrolling when I got there.
On my little phone, but, you know, I also am observant and I adapt, you know, when it comes to my environment. So, you know, it wasn't like I wasn't enjoying myself. I was just enjoying being around people, being around mutual love.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got a little stitch going on and the Wallers walk in the room.
Oh my God.
It's party time.
You is terrible. Okay. First of all, but when it comes to a relationship,
it's so weird hearing a man's voice in these headphones. Y'all, I'm sorry. Cause I'm used to just being appreciated.
When it comes to relationship, once again, just being with Kirsten. Like, these last 2 years of just being with her has been truly an eye-opener for me. I found things out about myself that was that I had to come to terms with. I told her when we got together that I'm simple but complicated.
Man.
But I didn't know how complicated
Man.
I was.
Come on. Come on.
I didn't know how complicated I was until, you know, certain things started to happen. That was beyond my control, and I literally had to trust God in every step of the way, and she's been right there.
Man.
So.
Come on, amen.
I would say relationship is a 100%.
Absolutely.
You have to learn how to give, but you also have to learn, you know, how to take, and you, and also have to learn how to just stand still sometimes.
Come on.
It doesn't require to have to learn how to listen to understand and not respond so easily.
Mm-hmm.
Because you miss the miscommunication.
Mm.
And
anything else you want to throw out there? Because you just throwing them out.
Come on.
No, like for real.
And this, by the way, y'all, this goes not just for, you know, relationship between girl and guy. Right. We're talking about just relationships in general.
Yeah just period. I mean,
period.
It's just,
yeah.
And also just be willing to accept the person for who they are. And whether it's the good, the bad, the ugly.
Hmm.
And just know that there is going to be some changes and that they're going to change, but just not on the time when you want them to change.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a habit of trying to change people the way we want them to be.
Mm.
Whether it be a relationship or friends or whatever, it becomes easier when you accept that person for who they are and then allow God to do the changing.
Mm. Come on.
I think we were actually talking about this in the car, and I was just like, you know, you have to realize that in any relationships, like, there are changes because you're growing. Like,
yeah.
We're not the same people we were 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I definitely can't expect not. That, you know, from Absolutely. Him. So I would be selfish and I wouldn't be fair if I compared, you know, the old him to the him now, or, you know, try to, I guess, rationalize our relationship based on what it used to be.
Right.
And he's not there anymore. And I think we have to do that with any relationship.
Absolutely.
Friends change. Like, you grow up, you mature, different circumstances happen, life happens. And that's with anybody. And we have to remember that going into a friendship, especially if you're thinking about longevity.
Yeah.
Y'all are going to be completely different people at the end of the road.
I would say, like, at an early age, and just me and how my best friend was, we had falling outs. We had this, we had that. But the difference was, at some point, one of us was going to have to go to each other like, my bad, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I can remember, man, we was pissed at each other going back and forth. He just so happened to get Piston tickets. He was like, Don, let's go.
Ain't nobody else on the take.
He was like, let's go. So it was me, him, his little brother, and I think somebody else had went. And we just squashed everything. And we didn't have, like, falling out.
Mm.
So that's the difference on how I look at, you know, like, just friendship, period. It's like, yeah, I can have a falling out with you. But if you really my dog,
mm-hmm.
I know at some point, we're going to get back to where we left off at. Mm. So that's why I don't let anyone get close to me on that level, because I know me as a friend. I'm going to go to war with you.
Yeah.
It could be us against 50 people. I guarantee you I'm knocking out 10 of them by myself, okay? I don't care. So, yeah, I just never let myself get that close to anybody. But I am thankful for the brothers that I have now, and I truly Amen. Call them brothers, because if we all in need of something, hey, Doc, can you take me here or need this? No matter what, hey, here you go. Shout out to Quan and Brian.
Hey, come on, shout out.
Yeah, those my guys, man. They're my brothers. Because these last 2 years, I don't think I've got through half of the stuff just off the advice alone from, like, just Brian, period.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be the person I am now just off the conversations we have.
Lord, you know he gonna love. Brian, if you listening, you know he gonna love this part.
Hey, no, but it's.
Brian's my guy.
But it's true, though. Like, and what y'all really don't understand is we constantly, behind the scenes, we motivate each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
Brian had got a car. And then I was with him the whole process. A couple months later, I wound up getting one. He was with me. So now
it's time for both of y'all to be with Quan.
So yeah, that's how it is. So yeah. It's like, okay, Quan's next.
Yeah.
Then Brian got a house. And then I got one. Yeah. Quan's next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we always motivate each other and push each other and uplift each other. Even at our lowest. Like, we'll laugh and crack jokes about the situation sometimes, but it's like, Doc, whatever you need, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is brothers to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not just friends. I don't take that. Friends is whatever. You my brother. No, we going to war. That's where it's at with me now.
Yeah.
At this age that I'm at. So it's like, I'd rather have, and we don't talk often.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
We don't talk often.
Not
when
to
we
have
see
a solid
each other.
Relationship. You don't.
When we see each other, we catching up. What happened? Where we are now. All right, how are we gonna get forward? Mm-hmm. That's it.
Absolutely. I have noticed that when it comes to friendships, especially since we're still trying to build, that word friend,
ooh, honey,
is used extremely lightly.
It is. It really is.
It's thrown around like water.
It is.
So I guess my question to y'all would be like, even though, you know, we do have solid friendships, a solid sisterhood, solid brotherhoods, you know, and godly counsel and within those things. And, but we're still trying to grow. We're still trying to, you know, we're dependent on God to, give us or send us, a godly tribe.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to go forward, or how are y'all going to go forward with, like you said, breaking down those, barriers in order to accept people in? Because this is God's panel now. This is God's, you know, relationships now, especially since we all are God-fearing Christians and, you know, we want to strive for everything that God wants us to receive. He wants us to receive relationships as well.
Yeah.
We forget that Jesus was not by himself.
Exactly.
He also had, you know, people on his journey.
That's why I think that saying no new friends bothers me, because I think of, as a Christian, like, I mean, you kind of have no choice. Like, you really do need a godly community, whether you like it or not, whether you're as reserved as Don or as open as me, like you really do. But that requires prayer. And I mean, like, deep prayer, y'all.
And,
like,
and
you really have to go to bat for the people that's coming into your life.
Yeah, you really got to have discernment.
Yes.
Honestly, you really do. Like how we said, Jesus had, you know, 12 disciples, but he only had 3 that was solid with
him.
Yeah.
So it's cool to have your 12, but you need to have at least that 3 that's going to go to war with you.
Absolutely.
And even in those 3, when he told them to wait and tarry and they went to sleep and he was mad, but those are still his guys. Those are still his 3. So it's okay to have that godly community, but it's also needed to have those 3 that's going to rock with you no matter what.
So in short, I think you just need a lot of discernment. And you got to pray for discernment. It's not a gift that everybody just automatically has. But knowing that when you pray for it, God is going to really reveal some stuff to you.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't gonna be pretty always.
It's not.
It's not. The people that you think that's supposed to be there, or the people that you expected to, a lot of times he gonna show you their true character.
Absolutely.
And it's like, what are you willing to sacrifice?
Ooh.
Like, literally, what are you willing to sacrifice for God? Because the very thing that you are afraid of losing, it's the very thing that he wants from you in the first place.
Yeah.
That's the very thing that he wants from you in the first place. Because he knows, okay, well, this is what I like. This is what I love. And I don't want to lose this because it brings me some kind of fulfillment.
Mm.
God is like, no, give me that.
Right.
The attention you giving this, I want that. Your focus needs to be on me, because I have something greater for you that's going to replace that. I can't take you to where you need to go if you still stuck on this.
Come on. Come on.
That's real talk.
Talk to him.
But you also need your friends that's going to understand and see that and going to hold you accountable and
that's
push
why
you
need
forward
to be praying.
And stuff like that. Yeah, it's cool to tell the 12, but that three is going, all right, you said what now? You know you ain't supposed to be doing that. Let's get it.
No, for real.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just feel like if you got people tiptoeing around you and not giving you the real, that's not the people you really want close to you.
Man.
I want you to call me out. Like, I really want, call me out because that's going to help me grow.
Absolutely.
And that's keeping me accountable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. I'm stuck. I'm really stuck. Because I'm trying to get to that point. I'm really trying to get to that point to where it's okay to let people in. Mm-hmm. It's okay to, you know, I guess have disagreements in a bit. Let me be honest. It's okay to get to that point of comfortability with people where y'all do have y'all mishaps and, you know, trials. You do have your, you know, disagreements and things like that, but also okay to come around and say, mm-hmm. hey, this is how it is, this is what it was, and this how it is. Because I'm at a point right now where I'm just so open to let everything go
mm-hmm.
without even having a conversation. It's easier to let it go than to deal with it.
Yeah, I'd be praying about that, though.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I most definitely am. And I've been praying with it because praying about it because of my old relationship. So I don't know if I'm in a space where it's like you comfortable with letting it go because it's not supposed to be there. Or if it's like I'm trying to show you some things, not mm-hmm. only about yourself, about a person and about that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all, pray for me. Pray for me. I have been okay with letting some things go, but I'm also just at the point to where I want to truly understand who is for me.
Mm.
Especially when it comes to a point to where abandonment issues and I don't do well with disrespect, but also being easy about who am I, who can I rely on when it comes to telling me the truth?
Yeah.
Who's going to tell me the truth?
Yeah.
Or are in the midst of that, are you just being mean?
Mm. Where's your heart at?
Exactly.
Where's your heart at?
Light bulb goes on.
Where's your heart at?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, y'all help me pray. I know for sure, regardless, these two have cut into me plenty of times, darling, and I'm sick of it.
All right. Before we get out of here, you just said something and something just came. How you just said that you just, you know, like let it go with no nothing, not dealing with it. Mm-hmm. The danger in that, just because you haven't dealt with it in one situation or one relationship doesn't mean that it's not going to come or resurface in a different relationship. You'd be like, dang, I just experienced this in the last one. Why is it happening? But it's happening a different way. So at some point, you're going to have to face it and deal with it. You can't run from it.
I'm not even going to follow up after that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I can't stand godly counsel because they always got to be rational with
me. It's just not,
sometimes
it's just not
I
want
to be in my mess.
It's just everybody. It means everybody. I had to learn that. I had to deal with that.
But
so
you're right.
It's been numerous of times. Like, dang, I just got out this relationship. Why the same thing happened, but in a different way? Okay, God, what you need me to do?
Mm-hmm. What you trying to show me?
How I'm supposed to go about doing this?
Y'all be praying for B out here. Y'all be praying for her.
And you too.
No. Oh, no, pray for me as well.
Too, man.
Please.
Be out here, but thank God for the circle that we have.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you, ladies, for having me on the Beauty Hour as your first guest.
This is not the Beauty Hour, but thank you. Thank you for the shout out, babe.
I'm sorry.
He shouted out, babe.
The Queendom Hour, my fault. I'm just saying.
We got to have you back.
Almost definitely. Yeah,
for sure.
I already got some conversations with us.
Y'all let us know how y'all like the conversations with, you know, somebody of another gender.
Yeah.
Other than just hearing our perspective, you know, let us know how y'all like the guy perspective of the conversation.
Let them know y'all love me.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Y'all want me back on every show. You feel me?
Not coming back.
You feel me?
But most definitely, y'all, if y'all have any, I would love to hear like y'all testimonies and y'all struggles in friendship.
Yes.
Please email us at thequeendomhour@gmail.com. Like, I would love to hear some of y'all stories about, you know, y'all struggles, y'all come ups, you know, fixing relationships, where you at in relationships currently right now as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can also DM us as well. But remember, like we said last week, this is not ChristianMingle.com. Don't be coming on here trying to, you know, make some connections. Hit Breeshae up personally, the Queendom Hour on Instagram, okay?
In my DMs _ Queen B Shay on IG and Twitter.
And I am KMAT on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Yeah, I think that's it.
And also, go visit my website, www.queendomheights.com. You can catch all my blogs there. I missed it this Wednesday, but Queendom Wednesday most definitely is coming back.
And y'all make sure y'all also follow me, my business page. It's The Beauty Hours did I put an S on that? It's The Beauty Hours? Wow. It's not an S on that.
It's that list.
It is my list. Leave me alone. But yes, make sure you follow my makeup page so you can see faces I've done and some more updates. And Donovan, where can the people find you at?
Oh, well, you can find me on Facebook.
Y'all, he got to look at his phone to see his name.
Stop. Yep. Okay, Don Waller on Facebook. On Instagram, it is Sir_Don3. On Twitter.
Which he's not on, by the way. But go ahead, drop the Twitter.
It is at SirDon25 on Twitter.
Come on, all these different names.
But SirDon is the name. You feel?
Come on, SirDon.
But yes, make sure you guys hit us up on social media. We really, really, really look forward to hearing from you guys because that's how we make our show better.
Yeah.
Let us know what topics you want to talk about. Let us know what people you want to hear from. Maybe they can be a guest. Whatever. Just let us know. We want to know your feedback.
Absolutely. Did we mention our personal IG page?
Yes.
The Queendom Hour?
Yeah.
On IG?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we did.
No, you didn't.
No, we didn't. So go follow us on IG, Instagram at The Queendom Hour, and you can catch our updates there of when we drop in, y'all.
Yes. We're excited.
Super excited.
Excited. Anything else? Any last thoughts on your mind?
No. Shout out to all my friends. Yes. Big shout out to all my friends, all my true friends. The friends that's gonna come.
Yes,
the friends
God.
That's gonna come from
no,
this.
No, for real. Yes, God.
My godly counsel, you know, my church family, my pastor, everybody who, you know, just genuine to me, who, you know, want to see my growth, want to see, you know, me prosper, not only in life, but in Christianity, in my Christian journey.
Yeah.
So shout out to them.
I will say to y'all, I know we normally do nitpick, but yeah, honestly, the topic was the kind topic, of our nitpick yeah, of the
was.
Week.
It
so it just kind of, it kind of all came together full circle.
And, we usually do a beauty tip as well.
Yeah. I think we're going to skip it this week though, because this was heavy.
Yeah, this
is heavy. And it's so much more that we can go deep about. And that's why we really want you guys to hit us up on social media, because it's so much more that we can talk about.
Yeah.
Regarding friendships and relationships in general. Just period.
Yeah.
Donovan, any last words?
Just shout out to my brothers, Quan and Brian. And my dogs. That's all I gotta say. Shout out to my pastor,
Pastor Reed, you feel me?
Churchy. You feel me? Really?
Churchy.
Churchy Bahood.
Just shout out to you ladies, man, just for having me as our first guest. You know, I feel very honored and special. Give y'all a little touch of a, you know, male perspective a little bit. Hopefully the listeners love me and they want me back.
Okay. On that note.
You making noises and stuff. We don't have time.
Anyway. Sir.
We don't have time.
Oh, no. It's a beautiful
thing. No. You know what I will say? Last thought for the little beauty tip. It's not even going to be a minute. Take some time for yourself. Self-care is so important. Take time for yourself. That's all I got. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Queendom Hour. We look forward to you guys, your feedback, everything. We look forward to you following us on social media and just tune in. Thank you guys so much. See y'all later.
Bye, y'all.
See ya.